When did he start?
I don't know. I guess I'm waiting on him to come to that too.
Starts in Atlanta.
Joining us in the media center is your Pro Stock Motorcycle winner in the Mellow Yellow Series. His first win since Sonoma 2016. L.E. Tonglet, it is his first four-wide win. He has two wins here at Z-Max. The 2010 Pro Stock Motorcycle World Championship, also a Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals winner. His crew chief is Larry Tonglet and part of the White Alligator Racing Team. L.E., did you think victory would come so quickly after joining this team?
Not really. You know, Tim's been working real hard on the bike. Tim Kalungian's the crew chief. Not my dad anymore, so he's been working real hard, and it's just unbelievable what we've come through just in this weekend alone. You know, we qualified eighth, which really isn't that great. We had lane choice, which worked in our favor, and E1, Tim said if it leaves the line, it's going to run the number, and it went a 82 in round one, and it just was hauling butt the rest of the day.
You have always gotten a lot of credit for your ability to concentrate as a young racer and your great success in 2010. That final round was pretty wild. What went through your mind as it was all going down and you were able to get off the starting line and win it?
Really, I didn't even know what was going on. They all said, "What happened?" And I said, "What do you mean?" It was just another round of racing. And I heard them saying somebody left before the tree. And then I remembered one of the bulbs went out, like somebody deep staged, and then the tree came down, and I didn't know it messed those other two guys up pretty bad, and I'm very fortunate. You know, I was just, with the four wide, you just gotta be prepared for anything, and you just gotta be very concentrated, because if you lose your train of thought, it's gonna be bad.
Questions from the media, name and affiliation. Stan, you can start off this time with L.E.
All right, two questions for you, Ellie. Mm-hmm. Number one, how much did you and Jerry Savoy talk before the final round?
We talked a lot. You know, he's a great rider, and he's got a lot of runs under his belt. He's got race wins, and he's got a championship. So anybody that has a championship, you always want to listen to them. And it's going to be a badass team once we get going. This is only the second race for this team, and second race we won it, so it's going to be a long year for everybody else.
It seems like talking to us is more difficult for you than that final run. Is that kind of accurate?
Oh yeah, I hate talking in front of people and on the camera, but I love racing, and even if they had no cameras here, we'd still be out here racing. My dad just loves the sport.
Hey Ellie, what are the guys at the firehouse going to say?
What you gonna cook me now?
Are you in charge of cooking at the firehouse?
Hell no. They don't trust me to cook anything. I'll burn it and not do it right.
Next question for L.E. Tonglet. Name and affiliation.
Jake Simmons, Performance Motorsports Network. I've got a couple for you, L.E. First off, obviously, to win quickly with a new team is big for you guys at the four wide. It's even bigger. But I'm curious, what pulled you guys to Jerry? I mean, there's a few teams out there, but what pulled you guys to Jerry?
You know, Jerry's from Louisiana, and my dad raced with him way back when, and it was actually Kenny Koreski with Nitrofish. We had a few options, and Kenny was the one that said, we need to get with Jerry. He's got a great program. He's running good, and everything just kind of fell into place, and I can't be happier. You know, Tim Kalungian, he's tuning the bike. We got Steve Zellman working on it, and we're just all gelling, and it's turning into a badass team.
All right, so 2010, you win the championship. 2011, you're still winning races. At that point, you know, there's all these people calling you the next big thing, and you're going to go on a run and do a ton of stuff. And then there's about a five-year drought before you won again at Sonoma last year. Now you've got a four-wide. Have these last two wins, especially the fact that you beat both the Harleys in both of them, does that make it extra sweet knowing that, you know, it's taking you so long to get back to the top of the class?
Whenever you beat both, even one of the Harleys, it's a huge statement because they're the two fastest bikes out here. They're the most consistent. I mean, they are truly the two best bikes out here, and when you can beat them, it just means a lot. And we had a 5-year drought, and after that 5 years, that first win, it was huge, you know. We're about not ready to quit, but it sucked going to the races, and then we got the win, and then everybody's gung-ho and wanting to go to more, and it was tough because our first win ever didn't take that long, and then to go on a 5-year drought, it was hard.
And 4 wide, you guys only get to do this once a year. Where's this one rank as far as prestige on your list of accomplishments?
This is pretty cool because the 4 wide, they don't have many racers that won the 4 wide because it's only one time a year, and to have that on the trophy stand, it means a lot. It's pretty cool. You know, in the years past, we've always had bad luck in the second round and first round, and just for everything to go right in eliminations, it's huge.
And Andrew wins them all, too.
Andrew's been very good here.
Ellie, do you allow yourself to think about what is possible with this new team after Jerry, and we all know Tim Kalungian is a genius of some sort. Everybody talks about it. Kenny Koretsky helping you out for so many years, but your career has always been about potential talent and ability, and you've had flashes, but you're always searching for the right sponsorship, the right deal, running old parts, trying to make something last maybe longer than it should. And now you're in a situation with a team that the sky is the limit, a true opportunity to show your potential. Do you find yourself thinking about, wow, this season is the season that I can really throw it down?
Yeah, you know, it's a huge confidence builder, and whenever a rider has confidence, it's bad for everyone else, and my confidence is very high. You know, Tim and Jerry, they got great bikes, they got a great program, and it's everything's fast, you know. I'm just happy that I'm the monkey pushing the button.
There you go, Ellie Tonglet, your 2017 Pro Stock Motorcycle winner here at the 4Y Nationals. Ellie, congratulations.
Thank you.